Good evening. We'll start first with a perek of Lamet in Tehillim. Shir amar lo yismi mamakim chosichu Adonai. Adonai shimo v'koili. Tien oznecho kashuvois l'koil tachanunoi. Im avoinois tishmo yo. Adonai miyamoit. Ki imecho hasalicho l'mam tivorei. Ki bisi Adonai kivso nafshi. Volidvoroi hoicholti. נפשי לאדוני משמרים לבויקר, שמרים לבויקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי מאדוני החסד והרבה עם היפדוס. והוא יפדש ישראל מכל אדוני סוף. רוצים מלפני הובינו שבשמיים, רחם עולנו ועל פליטוסנו, ולמנוי המשחיס ומגיפ ומעולנו, ומעל כל עמו יביס ישראל, ונוי מהרומן. Good evening, dear friends. Before we start with the Dvar Agoda, I want to mention an halacha regarding Friday night in the Sfira. Lekatchila, a person shouldn't start the meal, the Sudas Shabbos, within half an hour before the time of Sfira Somoimer. This Friday night, it is 8:21. So, or you start the Suda before 7:51, or you wait till 8:21, you count Sfira, and then you start the Suda. This halacha does not apply for ladies, even ladies, those who are makpit, to count Sfira Suaymo, but it's not the same chiyuv that they wouldn't be able to start the Suda half an hour before. What means starting the Suda? So once one started with singing Shalom Aleichem, that could be considered already as a beginning. It's a mele, we can make Kiddush later, even though the Kiddush will already be a few minutes later. Once you started the Zmiras that introduced the Sudas Shabbos, that's already considered a beginning. That's what we wanted to mention for this Shabbos. People shouldn't forget by Musaf to say Ato Yotzarto, this Shabbos. We want to concentrate on a great message that's a guidance for life for Yehudim, Ma'aminim, Bnei Ma'aminim. There is a strong question regarding the entire Inyan of Negoim. For one side, Rishonim mention that Nige Begodim and Nige Botim, Negoim that come on garments or that happened on houses, are an ace. That's not a teva. That's not a thing of nature. The Rambam mentions that in Parshas Hazriya. In Edo Beteva Klal V'lahoyve Bo'elam. It's not a thing that happens in the world. The same thing, Botim and Begodim. Houses and the garments. Aval, he says, B'yoyis Yisroem Shleimim LaHashem. When Klal Yisroel or Sholem are completely dedicated to Hashem, Yehuach Hashem Aleihem Tomit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina would dwell upon them ever, forever, always. L'ham it gufum u'bigdeim u'votem b'maretoif. So their body, their garments, and their houses will be in a good shape. V'kashi yikra be'echot em chet v'ovein. When one person will have some avera, is have a kiyu b'psoi, it will happen something that is not like it has to be. Some stain on his flesh, on his begodim, on his house, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him. That is the idea. An ace, begodim, and botim is an ace. That's why he says, the negoim of the godim for garments are also only an accessory like for houses. That's why regarding garments in the noya gimel of the godim levonim, only when the garments are white, loibet swim, not when they have a color. Ki ulai, because it can be that's not an S anymore. Ulai atseva hoisya kirahu. Perhaps the dyes that were used to color this garment, that's what made it happen, that it was a stain, the stain of an egga. So it has to be a pure nes, a godim, and garments and houses are not an inyan of teva, are not an inyan that happened to be in the world. That is a kulay nes. That's from one side. From the other side, Chazal tell us a few places. A person who made the Avera, it's hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to touch him, to punish him directly. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? First he warns him. It looks like the parsha of the Torah as a warning already that it could happen. When he doesn't get the message, later he strikes his house. He affects his house. They're not going in the house. First the house. Chozaboy, he understood the message. He made shuva mutas. It's good. Him love when not malke begodas. His garments are affected. Chozaboy, did he understood the message? Mutas. Him love when begufoy. It affects his body. That's the last stage. Shneemar odem kiyeh ba'or besore. The question is, usually we would assume a nes would not happen unless there's no other way. And here's the opposite. It starts with a nes. First his house, then his garment that is closer to him. These two are a nes, says the Ramban. It's not b'choyve b'derech roilom. In nature, it doesn't happen in the world, such a thing. And then comes the human being. Then comes the Adam. That could be already b'derech roilom. But how can it be such a thing? It starts with a nes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to punish the person on a strong way. So he makes a nes. He makes a nes. Nega begodim, nega botim, nega begodim. So we see here a wonderful amoyodika message. We find a similar thing to explain it regarding a soito. Is a bdika of a soito, one can find out if she made the chet or not, and his entire finding out is based on the nes. There's the Ramban there in Parshas Baaloischo in Osoy. Ein b'chol mishpatei haTorah dovetulo b'nes. There's no things like that in judgments of the Torah, things that are dependent on the nes. So lo sinyan hazeh, only this. Shupera b'nes kavua. It's a steady nes that will happen in Klal Yisrael. When most of them oisim ratzon shel mokom, they go in the way of HaKadosh Baruch, in the ways of the Torah. Ki chofetz leman tzidkoi. HaKadosh Baruch wants leman tzidkoi because of righteousness. He wants to nakris as Yisrael to keep Klal Yisrael pure. She ruim l'ashroa shechina b'teichem. They should be worthy for the ashroa shechina. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch makes an ace to make clear these, they didn't behave like it has to be. There will be a nes to show them that they are guilty. Says the Ramban, these nes last only as long rubam oisim ratzon shel mokom. The Klal Yisrael was worthy of this ashgacha protis of this nes. Lefichoch posa kurin in azeh mishoshin iskalkalu ba'averas. Once Klal Yisrael lowered their madrega was lowered, the level, they went to lower level, this nes stopped. It's definitely those who didn't behave like it has to be got their punishment, but not anymore in a way of a nes. The same thing is here too, also. A person makes an avera, a Yehudi that makes an avera, is zeicha to an ashgacha protis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a nes to show him, to guide him, to show him that he made a mistake, and to show him that what he did is not beloved, is not accepted. So it's worthwhile to make him a nes, is zeicha to an ashgacha protis of a nes. However, when he doesn't change his ways, that means he doesn't get the message. Why doesn't he get the message? A stain in the house, a stain in a baguette, so what? He doesn't even think of going to the kohen. There's a kohen, it happened to be, like the Torah says, Til chuimi keri. You go with me by your way. The chance, it happens so. This moment, so he's not worthy of an ace anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him an illness that is b'teva oilam, an illness of a nega, that exists in the nature, that happens to be in the world too. Is it what will happen? He will be strengthened in his ways. He would say, that happens. Sure, illness can happen. Illnesses can happen. He's not worthy for an ace anymore. So with the illness, he will not get the message at all. He will not get the message. The moment he didn't see the Yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem, he didn't see the nace, and he didn't intend to change his way because he said, there's a stain, so what? It happens. The moment it happens, that's what will happen with him. The language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him is that it happens. Things happen to be. But once it happened to be, he will not get a message. That's the biggest punishment a person could get. That he will have a problem forever to recognize his hate because he lost this Ashgacha Protis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Ha'elech Imoche B'chamas Keri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes also with Keri. By chance, things that happen to be. Always, I said already a lot of times, regarding the Meraglim, they went to Eretz Yisrael to investigate, to see how the land is. And they saw, Chazal say, they said, Eretz Echeles Yisrael, it's a land that divorced the inhabitants. What brought them to this conclusion? Because wherever they came, they saw there were levayas. People died. And there was an Ashgacha Protis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that, that the people should be so busy with their grief, they wouldn't notice that there are Meraglim around, people, spies, who come to investigate, to look how the land looks like, what will be the easy way to conquer. They didn't see this Yad Hashem, the Meraglim. They didn't see this tremendous Ashgacha Protis. They decided, Eretz Recheles Yisrael, it's a land that divorce his inhabitants. A heavy, difficult climate. The air is very bad. The atmosphere is bad. That's why people die so much. What happened to them? What was the punishment? You go with this way, that's what you get. So the Torah says, Vayomusu hu anoshim moitziyeh dibas ha'oretz b'magefo. These people who spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael, they passed away b'magefo. Not b'magefo, with the plague. Which plague? Says the Rambam, says the Sifurna, v'oyso magefo she'omruhem, she'tikre. What they said about Eretz Yisrael that will happen to Klal Yisrael, Eretz Recheles Yisrael, that that's a land that divorced the inhabitants, that's what happened to them. In e'p'ulas ha'aviro oretz, the air of Eretz Yisrael harmed them, or may so take if the Meraglim died. So I always think, what would such a Meragel think the moment before he passes away? He would think, I'm right. I said, Eretz Recheles Yisrael, this land devolves in its inhabitants. It's a heavy and difficult climate. That's what happened to me. Have a look. I'm harmed by the climate of Eretz Yisrael. What is that? That's the biggest punishment that could be. He dies as a punishment. And he thinks he's right. He finds a proof that he's right. That is the Yesoit. Telcho imikeri. You don't see the Yad Hashem. I use the same chance, happens to be, that just happened with the one who is over. That is regarding the goyim. It starts with an ace. Ashgacha Protis. You don't recognize. Why you don't recognize? Happens to be a stain, so what? And it's an ace, this stain. And he doesn't call the kohen, and he goes on in his ways. At the end of the day, the Ashgacha Protis is taken away from him. It goes with Kerry. He doesn't even get it anymore. It goes, Mikra, happened to be what happened. Things happen in the world. Things happen. Nature is strong, a strong force. That's and it's a punishment. You give the person what he did, himself he prepared. His approach that he had, that you go with him with his approach. That is regarding the Meraglim, Bam Magefo. This plague that they said is happening in Eretz Yisrael because the land is so difficult, that's what happened to them. So they would never change their mind. Last minute even. They were right. They were affected by the climate is difficult. That is the Yesoit of Negoim. The Yesoit of Negoim is a Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to inflict pain to a Yehudi. So a Yehudi is zeichatu and Ashgacha Protis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks with him directly with an ace. But it doesn't get it. He's not worthy for the Ashgacha Protis anymore. Then comes Teva in the game, then comes nature. And then Keri, then his chance happens to be, and he doesn't notice. There's a wonderful word of Rav Hirsch, how he explains Nega. Nega means a touch from Negia. That's Nega. Nega is a touch. Rav Hirsch says, when a Kisuvoya Leretz Kenan, you come to the land, Asher Aninoisem Lochem La'achuzo, the land that I give you as an inheritance, V'nosati Nega Soraz, the base Eretz Achuzaschem. I will put Nega Soraz, a Nega, an affliction of Soraz, in your house. Ubo Shaloi Abayis, the one who is the owner, Digit Lakoin, it tells the coin Lemuel, Kenega Nirali Babois. Something like a Nega was seen in my house. Says Rav Hirsch as follows. I will send the touch of my finger, Nega, Negia, upon the houses that you own. And the person notices something, he comes to the coin and says, Kenega, it seems to me that the finger of Hashem has touched the house. Let's understand the message. It's not a stain. It's a negia, a touching of a finger that happens to you. That is a nace that happens. But it could be that a person doesn't notice a nace. And he thinks it happens to be, doesn't take it to heart. Then it's a different, then comes a different way of behaving. Then comes such an oinish that he doesn't notice at all. He doesn't notice it's a punishment, so he will never improve his way. He will remain with hate, because he doesn't notice, he doesn't understand the language that is spoken to him. I told already the story a lot of times. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, to tell a story, that somebody approached him, that his wife fell and broke her leg, and he doesn't know what happens. Why did she deserve that? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, and the wife said, she thinks she knows why. Because in the morning, she gets up, she brings a coffee to her husband before davening. Might be it's not the right thing to do. Really, she sins, she made a chit by walking. That's why her leg was affected. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, I knew from these people that a few weeks earlier, they had a daughter, and a wonderful shidduch was brought to them. A wonderful, tremendous, wonderful boy. This boy had one little problem. He was limping a bit. Limping. And the mother said, no way. A limping boy doesn't come in my house. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, and they spoke to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and he held, this wonderful boy, you will not find such a boy. He will be a good husband. Leave him. Take him. No. No way. So, Yom HaVazer Ben Torah, you mevaza a chosh of a person. So it's difficult to see the connection between the limping and me breaking the leg. Is it difficult? A person doesn't get it. What could be more hashgacha protis than that? A person doesn't get it. The break might be it's the coffee that brings before the davening, all other narishkeiten. The message is not understood. Nega! It's a touch, a finger touch of the Rabbi Nishim Olam, and you don't get it. So what will be at the end? Would be a mikra. Yes, happened to be broken leg, so broken leg. Maybe we can be metaken, make a big takana, not to bring the coffee anymore to her husband in the morning. As if that's an issue, if that's a problem, if that's the message, that is the problem. Nega. Nega. Negoim. Nigi aguf. Even though there's a discussion about that, but in Chazal, it looks like that negoim, regular negoim, are contagious. Chazal, there's a medrash. The medrash says that some of the Amoraim didn't want to enter a street where there was a metzora. Yes, what contagious. And they say, the Rish Lakish, katav chomer chad minoim b'medinta. He saw a person in the street, one of the people who had the nega, mirgam lu b'avnaya. He threw them, he stoned him with stones. Omer epuk la'atzrich, go to your place. Let Zion Beriosa don't contaminate the people. So the contamination is Stai, could be the tumor, and the illness, contamination. So nega b'godim is a natural thing. But definitely there's no nature without message. There's a message in there too. But al kaponim, it could be contaminated. It could be contamination. Says the Meshech Chochmah, why is a kohen used? A kohen used to deal with the negoim. He's not afraid of contamination. The kohen is safe. Says the Meshech Chochmah, is askus boy inyan mesukan? To deal with a contaminated person, with a person with a nega, is dangerous. But tzorich lo ze hashgocha niflua proteus. You need a person who is zeicher to hashgocha niflua, outstanding hashgocha proteus, that he lives almost in a matzav of nes, that even regular people will be contaminated, him it will not happen. Asher oisik yunutzel mizeh, the one who will be busy with the negoim will be safe from the problem. V'yenivdal will be separated. Asher elov letidbak hanega, the nega will not attack him. Lochein, that's why he says, Bocho ha-toyre zeh b'bnei Aaron. That's why Kodesh Bocho chose Dafka b'nei Aaron, Asher him ifdolem, they are separated, Mishar Yisrael, from others of Yisrael, u'moshgochim b'protrus Yosef. They are zeichet to a special providence with Ashgocha Protis. The entire life of a Koyan, he doesn't have fields in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have an income, he relies all and completely on HaKadosh Baruch in HaKadosh Baruch's hands. He has a madrega of bitochen that nobody else in Klal Yisrael possesses. That's the person who is zoicha to Ashgocha Protis. Like the Torah says, Vayavdel Aaron Lakdisha Kodesh Kodoshim. Aaron was separated to be sanctified. Kodesh Kodoshim will be Aaron. Such a person who is zoicha to Ashgocha Niflua, he will not be harmed by what happens in nature. He will not be harmed. That's why a kohen, dafka kohen, can deal with negoim who could be contagious. That's the Meshech Chochmah's message. So we have here this tremendous message of Hashgocha Protis. A person who has strong belief and is b'teach b'Hashem and in mispalel of the depths of his heart will not be harmed. Will not be harmed by, because nature has that. If there's a message, there's a message to him. But akoponim, nature will not affect him. Lakoyanim are not affected by nature. Because if a person is zecher to Ashgocha Protis, Ashgocha Niflua Protis, he will not be harmed. And that is the Yisroit of Negoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a person with Ashgocha Protis, even a choyte. If he doesn't get it, so Mikre, so you get what you want, you get your mikra, and then you're in trouble. That is the yisrait of Negoim. That's a great chizuk for us. The more we connect to Kav Yochel, to Rabbi Nishalayim, the more Higi provides an Ashgocha Protis, that we are not affected. We are not affected by a plague of nature, of so-called nature. We're not affected by a plague of nature. Yes. Teva is for those who says, Mikre Hulonu. It happened to be. If a person really lives with Ashgocha Protis, he's protected, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him, and we see the Yad Hashem. If Chas V'Sholem, Lo Yoleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, something happens, is a nega, he feels is a touch, a finger touch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him. He will understand the message. He will not say, Mikre Yolonu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu help in the schutz of the bitochen, of the unwavering bitochen, to protect us. To protect us and to provide us real nisim, not nisim from the goyim. Nisim of the geula, b'meir of yomein ha'omen. I wish you all a good chodesh. Want to remind not to forget Yalev Yovoy when you dav marav later, and not to forget Shira Suomer, agot chodesh and agot Shabbos.